We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper. Now, live from the Hyundai of West Dallas Studios, this is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball on Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is, and welcome in, everyone. Happy 414 day here in Milwaukee. And it's a gigantic sports day, kicking it off here on The Fan with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Mayor Mitch Ross here, getting you set for game three of three out in Los Angeles between the Brewers and the Dodgers. Yolis Chacin goes for the crew today against Ross Stripling for the Los Angeles Dodgers, the hated Los Angeles Dodgers. But as I touched on just a moment ago, a huge day in sports. Not only in Milwaukee, obviously, you have a Brewer-Dodger rematch from the National League Championship Series from a year ago. The series this weekend wraps up today. You have the Bucks and the Pistons kicking off the Eastern Conference quarterfinal series right here in Milwaukee at down at Fiserv Forum, the Deer District. Just taking a glance out my window, and based on my drive-in, I'm not sure how much activity you're going to see outside Fiserv Forum today. It is absolutely horrible outside for the middle of April, and if I gave my true thoughts on it, I probably would be kicked off the air because it wouldn't be pretty. It's very bad outside, so if you're driving around, be careful. It's nasty out there. Windy, snowy, middle of April. Wouldn't be 414 Milwaukee Day without a bunch of snow, obviously. Then, as well, you have Tiger Woods winning the Masters, in case you hadn't heard or don't have an internet connection or something. Tiger Woods has won his first major in 11 years. Come all the way back from everything and has won the 2019 Masters Championship down at Augusta National. But we have more important things to discuss here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Brewers, again, going for the sweep of the Dodgers as they lock up a series victory last night. Zach Davies was amazing. On tonight's show, we'll hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell after the victory last night. We'll be joined by Bart Winkler of Chuck and Winkler fame. You can hear him each and every morning, weekday morning, 6 to 10. Right here on The Fan. Also, Adam Rigg of the Brewer Nation and the courtside voice of the Bryant and Stratton Bobcats. He will be joining us. Those guys both will be joining me for the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. Also, we'll go inside the clubhouse and hear from our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McKelvey, who joined the Wendy's Big Show on Friday. Obviously, it was doom and gloom on Friday. Brewers get a couple of victories here to kick off the series this weekend. So, maybe not as doom and gloom at this point, but there are still some question marks with the lineup. Obviously, you saw Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar drop a bit in the lineup last night, and it speaks to the Brewers' depth that they're able to just kind of keep churning out offense despite those guys being struggling, to say the least, to start the 2019 championship season. First, let's get you caught up on all last night's action. Again, the Brewers win 4-1 out in Los Angeles to secure the victory. Zach Davies, he would get the win. The Brewers offensively would get on the board in the top of the second with a Mike Moustakas, who stepped into the fifth spot in the lineup yesterday. He would hit a home run in the top of the second.
As Mike Moustakas leads things off, and he sends one back into center field. Pollock going back at the wall. It's gone. Mike Moustakas, his fifth home run of the season, and the Brewers grab the lead in the second.
Yeah, Matt LaPay on the call there, Fox Sports Wisconsin. Brewers go up 1-0 on that solo shot. Orlando Arcia then in the top of the fourth, as we move ahead, would give the Brewers a 2-0 lead as he would hit a home run, his third of the year.
Arcia drive into left field. Back goes Chris Taylor. It's gone. Orlando Arcia goes deep for the third time. And it's 2-0 Brew Crew in the fourth.
Yeah, waited back nicely on that.
2-0 Brew Crew in the fourth at that point. The bottom of the fourth, Cody Bellinger would hit a no-doubt bomb off Zach Davies. Really the only blemish came in that bottom of the fourth, a 409-foot bomb down the right field line for Cody Bellinger. That kid looks like quite a stud, and he seems to be the real deal this year. He's the hottest hitter in baseball, no question about it, but that was the only blemish for Zach Davies. The Brewers in the top of the fifth, Travis Shaw reaching an infield single, a complete mess of a play here. He would give the Brewers a 4-1 lead on a two-run RBI single.
There's a shot off the glove and down the line. Muncy unable to grab it. Grandal is in. Here comes Moustakas, and he is in as Shaw with a big two-run single, and it's 4-1 Milwaukee.
4-1 Brewers on that rip shot down the line by Travis Shaw. Good to see him get a couple of RBIs. As we just touched on, he's been struggling to start the year. He's at 186 on the season, but a couple of big RBIs there, insurance runs. Brewers bullpen stepped in. Hey, Junior Guerra, he would get the save. He worked two innings clean. I don't think the Dodgers got a hit after about that Cody Bellinger home run in the bottom of the fourth. Zach Davies got the win. Seven innings pitched, eight hits, one run. It was earned. Just the bomb from Cody Bellinger. He struck out six through 94 pitches. He's at 1.53 for an ERA so far this year. Guerra, again, two innings clean. He's down to 1.80 for an ERA on the season. He gets his first save of the season. The Brewers with the win go to 10-5. 5-3 away from Miller Park. The Dodgers have lost, their sixth straight now? They are 8-8 on the year, and 5-4 at Chavez Ravine. Let's get you today's starting lineups.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
It is the Waukesha Sports Cards starting lineups here for Brewers and Dodgers Game 3 out at Chavez Ravine Dodger Stadium. The lineups are in and they go like this. For the visiting Milwaukee Brewers, leading off and in center field every day, Lorenzo Cain. Batting second and out in right field every day, it's Christian Yelich. Batting third and at third base, Travis Shaw. So he does move back up in the lineup. Yasmani Grandal cleans up and he's behind home plate as usual as well. Batting fifth and at second again today, Mike Moustakas. Batting sixth and at first base, Jesus Aguilar. Batting seventh and out in left field, it's Ben Gamel. Batting eighth and at shortstop, Orlando Arcia. Batting ninth and doing the pitching for the crew, it is Yolis Chacin. And over to the Dodgers dugout, they go like this. Batting, leading off and out in left field, it's Jock Peterson. Batting second and at shortstop, Corey Seager. Batting third and at first base today, it's Cody Bellinger. Batting cleanup and out in center field, A.J. Pollock. Batting fifth and playing third today, Max Muncy. Batting sixth and out in right field, it's Alex Verdugo. Batting seventh and at second today, Chris Taylor. Batting eighth and doing the catching for the Dodgers, it's Austin Barnes. And batting ninth and doing the pitching for the Dodgers, it's Ross Stripling. Those lineups for you. Again, quickly, one more time for the Brewers. It's Cain, Yelich, Shaw, Grandal, Moustakas, Aguilar, Gamel, Arcia, and Chacin. And for the Dodgers, it's Peterson, Seager, Bellinger, Pollock, Muncy, Verdugo, Taylor, Barnes, and Ross Stripling. And a little bit closer look at that pitching matchup for today's game now. Yelich Chacin, he's 2-1 with a 4.24 ERA in three starts so far in 2019. Chacin took the loss last time out as part of a Brewers 5-2 loss in Anaheim back on Monday, the first of that three-game sweep in Anaheim, but he was pretty solid overall. He went 6 1/3, allowing just three earned runs, but the Brewers just couldn't get the bats going behind him. Chacin is 11-9 against the Dodgers in his career with a 4.41 ERA over 25 starts, 26 total appearances for Chacin against the Dodgers. And throwing today for the Dodgers, it's right-handed pitching Ross Stripling, 29-year-old, is 0-1 with a 3.78 ERA so far in 2019. Stripling lost his last time out as well. He went five innings, allowing four runs in a Dodgers 5-0 loss in St. Louis back on Tuesday. They got swept this week as well in St. Louis. That was a four-game set. We have a pretty limited sample size for Stripling facing the Brewers. He started just once and went only three innings back in 2017. Was pretty solid in those three innings, though. Allowed one hit and struck out five in that start. Let's hear it from manager Craig Counsell.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
Mayor Mitch Ross here getting you set for game 3 of 3, the finale of a three-game weekend set. The Brewers going for the sweep after Zach Davies dazzled last night, a 4-1 win last night. Brewers manager Craig Counsell spoke after the victory last night, and let's hear what he thought about his starting pitcher.
Craig, with the young guys that you have and you're being patient with them and you know they're going to take your lumps, how important is it to have the two other guys just be steady and give you what Zach gave you tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this was more than a steady performance. I mean, I think this was Zach at his best, you know, and doing what he does really well. The changeup, I thought he used, you know, he had a really good feel for his changeup tonight and used it to right-handers and left-handers. And again, the command of the fastball was really good. So, you know, we feel like we got, you know, he gave up some hits kind of early in the game, but it didn't feel like they were stinging the ball necessarily, just, you know, found some holes. And then I thought, you know, as the game went on, he just was, the fastball was kind of just located very, very well on the edges. And the changeup was kind of made the hitters defensive almost. You know, it got him off the fastball, even gave him some room for air with the fastball. So really nice performance, seven strong innings.
What kind of impact do those inning-ending double plays have when you start to rack up?
Well, what it led to is just some low pitch count innings more than anything. It's just very short, quick innings, and that, we were up in the, you know, he was under 100 pitches through seven innings. So I think that's what it did more than anything. It let him get through seven.
Just as impressive as on way was Junior, 6-6 down, getting them to beat the ball on the ground.
Yeah, his sinker, you could just tell by the way the swings the right-handers were taking that the sinker was really moving. They were having trouble kind of, you know, they were hitting some weird foul balls kind of back towards their dugout almost. That's a sign of a really good sinker. So he was, and he had a little extra juice in that ninth inning. You know, you could tell there were some 96s up there in the ninth inning. So he was excited. I know we talked in spring training, and you're going to get a save this year, Junior, you know, and you know, never had one. But you knew he was going to get one at some point this year.
For Travis, you think he breathed a sigh of relief when one goes off the guy's glove?
Well, yeah, I mean, he hit the ball really good. So, and again, it's, you know, like we talked about Aggie needing a hit last night. Travis needed one, and he did it in a big spot. So that's good to see. And then came up with another one the next at bat, line drive off the lefty. So, you know, he was going to get going, and hopefully this is the start of it.
The ball back up the middle, it hit his pinky.
Yeah, that was the first hit. That was first hitter. Yeah, so it was. You know, I there was some concern really as kind of about the second or third. It stiffened up a little bit, and we were a little concerned. But you know, it didn't really. He said it was actually affecting his changeup a little bit at times. But then, you know, maybe we should hope for that a little bit because it was pretty good. But he's going to be a little sore, but it didn't really affect anything. And it was, you know, I didn't even see it hit him, really. It probably just glanced him, but the ball was hit pretty good. So it stung him a little bit, and his fingers were a little numb for a while.
It didn't cut him, it just bent him back?
Yeah, it probably just literally glanced him, but I think it was hit hard enough that he felt that his fingers were, last two fingers were numb for a little bit.
There he is, Craig Counsell, after the game last night, the 4-1 victory for the Brewers. Also today, the news, Jeremy Jeffress was on a plane back to Milwaukee from San Antonio after his rehab assignment down there with the Missions. He is reportedly going to be activated for the Brewers bullpen either Monday or Tuesday this week, so the shoulder is not an issue anymore for Jeffress. He was touched up quite a bit down in San Antonio, but again, that really doesn't matter. The most important thing is that he's healthy and gets some of his velocity back so he can indeed help this Brewers bullpen that has been up and down so far in the 2019 season. Time now to get you the field and game conditions as we check in on what's going on in Southern California.
How's the turf? Is weather a factor in today's game? Let's get the Steins Garden and Home field and game conditions. Steins' premium four-step lawn program is comparable to national brands for less. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. 16 locations, family owned since 1946. Shop Steins.com.
Yeah, weather not an issue in Southern California. It's a good thing, too, because out here in Milwaukee, 414 day would not be complete without 3 to 5 inches of snow. I think at this pace, we're going to get all of that here in the middle of April. It also wouldn't be a game one for the Bucks if it wasn't 6 inches of snow on the ground as well. It happened last year as well. So we'll see what happens later on. But weather-wise in Southern California, if you're concerned, 72 degrees and sunny currently. That sounds pretty good to me. 73 at game time. Weather not going to be an issue. 0% chance of precipitation as usual in Southern California. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. The Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show. It'll be the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. Bart Winkler of Chuck and Winkler fame, as well as Adam Rigg of the Brewer Nation and the voice of the Bryant and Stratton Bobcats. They will join us next for the roundtable on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show. Brewers and Dodgers, the finale of a 3-game set coming up. Just under an hour, Mayor Mitch here getting you set for that first pitch. We'll have more next on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable, brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And it's live from the Hyundai West Dallas On Deck Studios. Mayor Mitch here getting you set for game 3 of 3 out in Southern California, sunny Southern California, 72 at game time out there. Again, not very good weather here back in Milwaukee. One quick note before we get to the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. The Brewers have made a trade for some catching depth. David Freitas has been acquired from the Mariners in exchange for minor league right-handed pitcher Sal Biasi. And Freitas will go right away to AAA San Antonio. And Corey Knebel has been transferred to the 60-day injured list. So there's a quick move for the Brewers early in the season. Deal-a-day Dave getting it done. Let's hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in Adam Rigg of the Brewer Nation, as well as the courtside voice of the Bryant and Stratton Bobcats. Adam, thanks for a couple of minutes this afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fine, boss. How are you?
I am tremendous. Just looking out this window, I literally couldn't be happier.
I'm happy I'm inside, but yeah, terrible weather.
For sure. I'm just waiting for the power to go out here in our luxurious WSSP studios. It's really nasty out there. But anyway, we do have baseball to kind of warm us up as well this afternoon as part of a big day of sports here, really across the country. But Brewers going for the sweep today, Adam, and obviously good news as well. Jeremy Jeffress has apparently finished his rehab assignment, returning to Milwaukee. It sounds like he's going to be activated to the 25-man roster here tomorrow or Tuesday. How much has the bullpen missed his services here in the early going?
I would say it's a significant amount. There's been a lot of juggling of bodies and arms, I think, around the back end of the bullpen. Obviously, what the work Josh Hader's put in is unquestioned. He's been amazing when he's been called upon. Had a little bit of trouble getting through the one inning against the Dodgers, but still, he's really done a fine job as the role that he's been forced into with injuries and ineffectiveness. And Alex Wilson's done a good job most of the time. He had the one obviously terrible outing against the Cubs, but other than that, he's been I think he's put up zeros every other time out. So there's been a little bit. I mean, you can go down the list. Some guys have been having some success. Junior Guerra, of course. Probably the best of that success outside of Josh Hader. But Jeremy Jeffress, really, if he's right and if he gives them what he gave them throughout the regular season last year, it lengthens the bullpen out so much. It provides so many more options for Craig Counsell to manipulate the back end of games, to stretch his relief options as far as covering innings, when to go to the bullpen, how many innings he can try to get out of the bullpen on a given night. And then not just that, but with Josh Hader throws 30 pitches in a game, covering 2 innings, then you've got a guy that you can turn to who can anchor the 9th inning when Hader's unavailable. And Jeffress could very easily, once he gets back up to speed at the big league level, he could very easily take over the 9th inning duties, freeing up Hader to resume his role from last year, where he gets deployed wherever is the highest leverage, most necessary spot for him.
Yeah.
So it's a really big add to get a healthy Jeremy Jeffress back in this mix.
No question about it. Also joining us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline, he is Bart Winkler of Chuck and Winkler. You can hear him weekday mornings here on The Fan 6 to 10 with his partner Chuck. And Bart, I mean, how big is it to get Jeremy Jeffers back? Sounds like he's coming back Monday or Tuesday. He's going to be activated. You saw Hader throw 32 pitches on Friday, and you kind of got worried. Didn't end up needing him on Saturday. But that's going to kind of be huge for the Brewers' bullpen, right, to get him back to his sort of unknown role, but yet very effective in that, you know, not having a standard role every night, right, Bart?
Yeah, and even though Hader started the season off with 5 saves, I don't think at any time you could define him as the traditional closer of this team. And I don't know if, like, Craig Counsell needs a traditional closer as it's been in the past, but you do need at least one other option outside of Josh Hader. And so you saw Junior Guerra the other night do very well there. Alex Wilson came in and locked down a game when he had to. Both of those guys have had, you know, some issues this year. Wilson more than Guerra in that one game. But it's still at a point where I don't know if Craig's got a clear number two in terms of someone he can trust. And so these last couple of weeks to start the season has been, if I don't have Hader, who else can I go to? Who else can I go to, whether I want him in the eighth to lead up to Hader in the ninth, or if Hader's going to get run out of steam at some point, who can I put in behind him? And so even though, if you look at some of the numbers in San Antonio, you probably don't want to with Jeremy Jeffers.
Right.
But again, that's just more getting him healthy than it is results. So we'll see what he can do up here at the big league level. They could certainly use his experience. End of the season last year, there were some issues with him, so hopefully he can pick up to where he was before all that. It is definitely a welcome sign because it doesn't seem like Kimbrel's signing in anywhere in the immediate future. I don't know where you're going to find bullpen help if not from your own system, and Jeremy Jeffers should prove to be, at least on paper, a pretty big piece to have coming back.
Well, and you mentioned Junior Guerra too, and I think, you know, I don't even know how much of a real rush Stearns is in, because Guerra's looked pretty good out of the bullpen. I didn't really think I'd be saying that, but especially last night he was tremendous, and I'm all in on Junior Guerra out of the bullpen, Bart.
I am too. I like him in that role. I think when he has given up some runs, it's been in multi-inning appearances. So if they, you know, limit it as a one-inning guy maybe going forward, but he was, again, as you mentioned, good last night. So, yeah, you know, he's a guy that they had as a starter. It was good success, and then that started not to work, and then now he's finding a sort of rediscovered role here in the bullpen. So I think that's what you're going to find over these next couple of months, because there's a necessity for it, very similar to when the Brewers were without Knebel, and they found how good Jeffers was again, and they found what they had and how they were going to use Hader and some of those other pieces. Eventually Corbin Burns came up last season, as we know. So, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. So the Brewers are going to have one of these other guys step up. If you get Hader and Jeffers returning to form, you'd like to find at least one of these other guys to maybe fill a role that Knebel would have this year. I know that's going to be hard, but the strength of this team was the bullpen last year. So far that hasn't been the case, but hopefully one of these other guys steps up.
Talking with Bart Winkler of Chuck and Winkler, weekday mornings here on The Fan. Also, Adam Rigg, Big Rig of the Brewer Nation, and he's the voice of the Bryant & Stratton Bobcats. And they asked on the Bayview Shade & Blind postgame show last night, Big Rig, if there's somebody you could add to this team, or if there's something you could add, if it's a starting pitcher, another bat, if it's a relief pitcher, you know, just 15, 20 games into the season. Is there anything you would add to this team, or do you think they're doing just fine?
That's a fun question.
It always is on that show.
The offense seems to be in a good position, especially once Aguilar seems to finally be getting some results. And if Shaw can overcome his early season slumping, then there seems to be a very deep lineup at hand right now. So the mix is also a very good mix. You know, everybody's been inside the clubhouse at one point or another that you guys talked to. And the bottom line is that this group really works well together. They like being with each other. So you don't necessarily want to subtract to add in an outside piece you don't need to. You could get more offense out of shortstop. You'd be consistent offense anyway. You could get more defense in a couple of spots. You know, you could have a guy instead of Ryan Braun who plays 160 games instead of Braun's, 135 target. So there's ways you could add to that. But, outside of outside of any of those kind of considerations, the only really thing you could want to do is either bring in a veteran starter to allow some of these young guys a little bit more seasoning down at AAA. And, for example, when Jimmy Nelson gets healthy, you know, if he's able to come back up and rejoin the rotation and give them that opportunity, then perhaps a guy like Corbin Burns, who's been having these home run issues, maybe he can go down and figure out what's going on and work himself right and get himself back to where he needs to be going forward. So maybe you don't add anybody in the outside there, but you could always add to the bullpen. You know, you can never have enough pitching is the old adage in baseball, and it's an old adage for a reason, and that's because it's usually true. There's always another guy that you can get better at. You know, you look at the bullpen right now, the arms they have out there, and some of those guys are, or all those guys are talented, and some of those guys are less consistent than, say, a Josh Hader, or, you know, even an Alex Claudio, who is very good in his role. So maybe you could bump a guy down to AAA, at Jake Petrichka, even Jacob Barnes, you know, that type of reliever who is a little bit less consistent when you bring back a Jeremy Jeffress, or perhaps adding in somebody from the outside like a Craig Kimball, who is obviously the name that everybody brings up, and is reportedly now in the market for a 3-year deal as opposed to a 5-year, you know, 9-figure deal. You know, those possibilities exist. So, you know, you're always kind of looking to tweak and add. And as you mentioned at the top of the roundtable segment here, you know, the Brewers did add a veteran catcher at AAA. So, you know, David Stearns is constantly on the lookout for ways to better his roster. But if it were me, you know, long way around to answer your question, I think right now, unless you can add a potential future Hall of Famer type reliever in Craig Kimbrell, I'm totally fine standing pat for now, seeing how this plays out over the first couple of months of the season here, and then, you know, readdressing where you may find a hole develop, you know, come late June as we approach the trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Craig Kimbrell, then it's funny, Bart, how Craig Kimbrell is learning that he's probably not going to get what he wants, and then he does decide to come back down on his price. And, you know, I still don't really see Craig Kimbrell, if I can talk, being a realistic option for the Brewers. I kind of thought all along that was sort of a leverage type of deal. You know, the talks with the Brewers, the apparent talks with the Brewers. I just kind of thought he probably wants to go to Atlanta. You know, he's from the area, you know, or somewhere like that. And the Brewers are just kind of a team that happened to have an opening as for, you know, for bullpen depth or even a closer role. But they haven't necessarily needed anyone to step in there. And I mean, how realistic have you given up on Craig Kimbrell?
I think there are serious players for him outside of, you know, him wanting at the first, you know, offer or whatever, 5 years, $100 million. I think that, every team needs bullpen help. So I don't think it's just a situation where they're focusing on the Brewers as a team to leverage against. I think the Brewers would absolutely be interested. And I think that Mark Attanasio would spend if it fit. The problem is that, you know, you can't just give a guy 6 years, $120 million as a reliever, no matter how good they are or have been. That's not the kind of financial commitment that the Brewers are willing to make. They will spend money, as they've proven with the one-year deals, but if you're going to have a guy for that long with that big of a commitment, I don't think that's something that David Stearns is looking to do. That would be the complete opposite of young, controllable talent. So while the Brewers have shown they will go out and get guys that don't necessarily seem to be in line with what you would think a small team payroll could afford, they're still going to be responsible in the way that they go get a guy. So I think, you know, if Kimbrell all of a sudden goes down to 3 years, 40, or some of these other, like Zach Britton deals, I mean, the Brewers would absolutely, I think, be interested in that. Now, would they want less? Probably. Is he going to sign in Milwaukee at that price? I think that's borderline. But I think the Brewers are certainly interested in acquiring a guy like that. It would just have to fit into the kind of model of contract that they've built. So I wouldn't say that I've given up on him or any other addition. If I could add somewhere, it would be to the bullpen. You would always want to be to the bullpen. Right. I've always been a starter guy.
And Stearns did it last year too, where you thought you had plenty of bullpen help, and he went out and got Soria, and that helped.
Yeah, no, you can never add. Your bullpen's as strong as the weakest link, and right now, I mean, Chase Anderson was a worthwhile option the other night in a close game. So you have to strengthen and look to improve your team everywhere that you can. And I think if the Brewers were offered, or if they could offer a contract that he would go for, again, both sides have to agree. But no, I would not say I'm giving up on Craig Kimbrel.
Bucks in six or Bucks in four, Bart?
Well, Bucks in four in this series. And then Bucks in five. And then Bucks, I don't know, East looks bad right now. So they probably won't need six until the finals, Mitch.
Yeah, and is that going to be a victory in the finals?
It was nice talking to you, Mitch.
All right, there he is, Bart Winkler of the Chuck and Winkler Show. Follow him on Twitter at Winks. Thanks, Bart. Thanks for a couple of minutes this afternoon on this lovely 414 day. Happy 414 day to you before I let you go. And enjoy it. Big, big sports evening here.
Yeah, to you and everybody else, happy 414 day.
There he is, Bart Winkler on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Also, Adam Rigg of the Brewer Nation. Follow him on Twitter at Brewer Nation. He is the courtside voice of the Bryant and Stratton Bobcats as well. Thanks for a couple of minutes, Big Rig. We'll catch up at the ballpark one of these days.
Absolutely. And just to tack on real quick to what Bart said, don't forget, Craig Kimbrel is only 30 years old still. He's not, you know, super young and controllable, but if you get that guy on a three-year deal, that's still plenty of a prime of a relief pitcher. Junior Guerra's 34, for example. So if the Brewers wanted to go out and get Craig Kimbrel on a three-year deal, it's not like it's a bad move at this point, depending on, you know, as long as they can afford the contract.
Right, absolutely. There he is, Adam Rigg of the Brewer Nation. We'll talk soon, Adam. Take care.
See ya.
All right, there he is again. Those guys joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. Time to hit a quick break. We'll get an update from Nick Bode here on The Fan. More of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show coming up next. We'll go inside the clubhouse, hear from Adam McAlvey, our WSSP Milwaukee Baseball Insider. He chatted with the boys in the Big Show on Friday. Get some discussion about this Brewers offense. We didn't get to much of that on the roundtable like I had planned, but that's what happens when you get a couple of Brewer baseball nerds here on a snowy 414 day here on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coaches on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is, and it's live in the Hyundai West Dallas On Deck Studios here on The Fan. Mayor Mitch getting you set for the finale of a three-game weekend set out in Los Angeles between the Brewers and the Dodgers. Yolis Chacin throws for the crew today against Ross Stripling for the Dodgers. Again, the Brewers going for the sweep after winning the first two of the series. A 4-1 victory last night. Zach Davies was very good, allowing one run over seven innings. Junior Guerra finished it up, too. Two clean innings as well out of the bullpen. Brewers, nice clean 4-1 victory last night. They go for the sweep today. Adam McAlvey, as we go inside the clubhouse now, he joined the boys on the Wendy's Big Show on Friday. A lot of doom and gloom at that point about the relief and pitching and blah, blah, blah. You know, Brewers gave up 20 runs against the Angels in that three-game sweep, but they appear to have bounced back. Now, the offense, on the other hand, has been up and down as well, and McAlvey had some things to say on the Brewers' offense.
Well, they think the lineup will be better. I would say that they're getting good performances at the top. Keane and Yelich have been Keane and Yelich. That's good.
Yep.
They're getting now the last couple of games, or the last week or so, really good performances from the bottom, with Yasmani Grandal getting going and with Orlando Arcia getting going after Ulster starts.
Yes, nice. That's very nice.
The problem right now is the middle. It's Shaw, Aguilar. Those two guys are in periods where they're not hitting. And for Jesus Aguilar, it's hitting the ball hard, just a lot of outs. For Travis Shaw, it's really not making a lot of contact right now. So we got to see what the deal is with Shaw when we get down there today. He got hit in the hand for the second time already and was taken out of the game against the Angels the other day. So we'll see where he's at. Aguilar got that day off to kind of – council said it was sort of scheduled ahead of time, but it was also a good chance for him to just sort of get a mental breather. And he'll try to hit the reset button tonight. But if you're not getting anything from out of the middle of the order, your four or five guys, that's obviously going to have an impact. And those guys at the top who are getting on base aren't going to score. So, again, early, small sample. If Aguilar keeps hitting the ball as hard as he is, the numbers are going to be fine. but it's all magnified. He said when he goes to the plate right now, he tries to look down. He tries not to look up at the numbers on the scoreboard because they're not very pretty right now.
We'll talk about a small sample size for somebody that it is looking a little bit better at the plate is Orlando Arcia. If he's doing that at the bottom of the order, Adam, they're going to be a much more potent offense with him. The approach, Craig said last week when he's hitting the ball into that gap out in right field, he is swinging perfectly through the baseball to be able to get some of those base hits out into right. They're going to be a much more dangerous team if he's doing that at the eighth spot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, for him, for Arcia, he just has to hit a little bit. You know, you can live with modest offensive output when he does what he does for you in the field. And he's already done that this season. He's made a couple of plays where maybe they don't make the highlights and make you go, wow. But if you sit there and think about it, it's like, man, that was a really tough play. And I say he's made five or six of those already. So if he can just give you just a tiny modicum of offense, it's going to play. It's the long droughts that are going to make everybody start thinking about Mauricio Dubon, who's swinging a good bat the last couple of days at AAA. Now they feel like they have an option. They have someone else if it gets to the point that it got to last season. So it's definitely a good sign for Arcia to see a couple fall. And you're right, when he drives the baseball, it's almost always the other way. And when you see him hitting the ball hard to right field, you know he's feeling good at the plate.
Adam, going into this Dodgers series, the one maybe positive you can take out of a three-game sweep where you lose three straight, it's three games where you didn't have to have the decision that you weren't going to be able to use Josh Hader after the eight-out save he has against the Cubs on Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be well-rested. And look, you see it with Hader. When he's well-rested, he's an absolute monster. Saw that against the Cubs the other day. They're in a weird in-between zone with him where he's clearly the best reliever they've got right now, and they're going to use him in the most high-leverage spots when he's rested. That means he's going to pitch a lot, mostly until at least the one game in Anaheim, these close games leads.
We lost him.
And he's Josh Hader, and he's in multiple innings, and he's unavailable, and it's like this tug of war right now because he's just you're obviously your best guy, and it's going to take a couple other guys to really establish themselves in some high leverage spots, or they're going to be in trouble with using Hader too much.
Adam, appreciate the time, man. Look forward over the weekend, reading some stuff, and hopefully seeing some Brewers wins against the Dodgers. All right, there's Adam McAlvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Appreciate his time as always. 4:48 on the Wendy's Big Show.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
That was Adam McAlvey joining the Wendy's Big Show on Friday. The best in the business right there, our WSSP Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McAlvey. He's on Twitter at Adam McAlvey as usual. Time now to look at the injury report there as they were just touching on about Josh Hader and his rest and everything that's very important to him and his success and his dominance. So it looks like the Brewers are in line for a little bullpen relief, no pun intended, as Jeremy Jeffress is on a flight back to Milwaukee today, reportedly, and is expected to rejoin the team this week and be activated either tomorrow as they start the series or Tuesday at Miller Park rejoining the team. So he appears to be having his velocity back and everything, and although the numbers, again, aren't pretty from his rehab assignment in San Antonio, the most important thing is getting JJ back and healthy and ready to go as, again, the bullpen depth tested. Bobby Wall is going to miss most of the season. Corey Knebel obviously out for the year with Tommy John surgery. Jimmy Nelson, however, sounds like he's getting close to a rehab assignment in San Antonio as well. So Jimmy Nelson might finally make an appearance for the first time since 2017. And obviously Brent Suter out for the year as well with surgery. So Suter will not be appearing in a game for the Milwaukee Brewers this year as well. But again, Jeremy Jeffress is expected to rejoin the team this week out in the bullpen and provide some help out there. The Brewers again today, for just joining us, making a trade. David Freitas was acquired from the Mariners. He is a backup catcher. He will be sent to AAA immediately to provide some organizational depth at the backstop position. No problem, though, right there right now is Manny Grandal, obviously, has been huge offensively. He's hitting .395 so far this year. A couple of more hits last night after three RBIs on Friday against his old team. It's good to see him wanting to beat up on his old team a little bit after he helped them for a number of years, and he's helping the Brewers this year for just this year. We'll see if the Brewers plan on keeping him around beyond this season. But as of right now, the offense and everything is looking really, really good from behind home plate for Yasmani Grandal. We're going to hit another break here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. We'll get you a closer look at who's hot and who's not coming up on the other side. And we'll also, again, finish up getting you set for that first pitch coming up at 3:10. Stuck with me for another 10 minutes or so here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Right here on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com.
The Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show coming up after Brewers and Dodgers, the finale of a three-game set. After the last pitch, you'd be sure to make the switch right back here to The Fan again for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey, Tim the Franchise Allen, Baby Tausch, Nick Bodie all going to be here breaking it down for you after the Brewers hopefully pull off a sweep out in Los Angeles. Time now to take a look at who's hot and who's not for the crew. Again, this weekend has been pretty kind to the Brewers as they win the first two. After getting swept in Anaheim earlier this week, they've again come out and won the first two against the Dodgers. Not really a rival Dodgers, not quite there, but not a team that Brewers fans certainly like, I would say. Who's hot and who's not for the Brewers? Yasmani Grandal, as we touched on just a moment ago. He's hitting .529 in his last five games over the last week. He's 9 of 17, 5 runs scored, a double, 3 home runs, 6 RBI, 3 on Friday. He's walked 4 times as well, slugging .1353 with an OPS of .1989 for the last week. Yasmani Grandal absolutely ripping the cover off the ball. And you cannot take him out of the lineup. And he is again in the lineup today. Get to those lineups again before we get out of here. Coming up in just a moment here in the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Also, Ben Gamel. He's played 4 times in the last week. He's got 11 at-bats. He's 5 of 11 in those 11 at-bats with 3 runs scored, a couple of doubles, and run driven in for Ben Gamel. Also, Christian Yelich, obviously steady, the reigning NL MVP, 9 of his last 25 in 6 games. Over the last week, 4 runs scored, 12 total bases, a home run, 5 RBIs. He's hitting .360 over the last week with an on-base percentage of almost .400. Mike Moustakas tearing the cover off the ball as well. He's hitting 7 of his last 22 in his last 6 games played. He's got 7 runs scored, 3 home runs, 5 driven in, 16 total bases for Moose. Walked 4 times as well. That's good for a slugging percentage of .864 and on-base percentage of .423 over the last week. It kind of drops off from there. Let's take a look at who's not doing very well. Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar kind of headline that category as we go forward here to start the early 2019 championship season. Travis Shaw is 3 for 16 in the last week. He missed a couple of games after getting hit by a pitch earlier this week in Anaheim. He did have a big 2 RBI single late in the game or in the 5th inning last night to provide some insurance runs for Zach Davies, who was dazzling last night as well. 3 RBIs for Travis Shaw in the last week. Again, just 3 for 16 in his last 5 games played. Hernán Pérez, 2 for his last 11. He does have a home run with 3 RBIs in that stretch, but again, just a .182 over the last 5 games or so for Hernán Pérez. And Jesus Aguilar, 2 for his last 15. He saw a couple of hits on Friday from Zeus. That had to feel good for him. He just has that one double that he got on Friday. A couple of runs driven in. He struck out 4 times. Travis Shaw has struck out 9 times in his last 5 games, so not pretty numbers from those guys. Ryan Braun, a day off today. He has not been swinging the bat very well either. A number of strikeouts. He has 6 strikeouts, 2 for his last 21, just 1 run scored in the last week. He's hitting .095 over the last weak slugging percentage. Not pretty either. Under 100 for the slugging percentage for Mr. Ryan Braun. Also, pitching wise, who's hot? Zach Davies, obviously the 7 clean inning. Well, 1 run allowed of the bomb from Cody Bellinger last night. That was the only blemish really for Davies. He has had quite a masterful season so far. He's 2-0 with a 1. Excuse me, what is he at here? He's at 2. Boy, here we go. Zach Davies, live radio. Zach Davies ERA is 2-0 on the season. And he's got a... Oh, now the computer wants to freeze up. Anyway, Zach Davies obviously has been tremendous so far this season. Nick Bodie, what do you got over there for Zach Davies ERA?
Looking like 1.57.
1.57, obviously. Tremendous stuff right there from Zach Davies. Again, he's 2-0 after going 7 innings of work last night. Tremendous job. 8 hits allowed for Davies. Junior Guerra, 2 clean innings last night as well. Obviously, a tremendous outing from Junior Guerra, getting guys to ground the ball out all over the place. Didn't allow a hit in those 2 runs. Earned his first save of the season. Let's get you a quick look at the standings here now in the National League Central Division. Maybe get you updated on some scores as well. The Brewers are 10-5. Entering play today atop the National League Central, the Cardinals at 8-6 themselves. After sweeping these Dodgers earlier this week, they have started to pick things up. They did lose yesterday, however. The Pirates, 7-6. An early going here at third place. The Cubs struggling, 5-9. The Reds are 5-8. Boy, the Cubs, they will not play today as they're getting a similar weather situation as we are down there at Wrigley. And obviously a former colleague of ours, Rami Makhlouf, would want any upper Midwest team to put a roof on their stadium. But luckily we have that here in Milwaukee. Will not matter today as the Brewers are out in Southern California. Again, let's get you a look at the lineups one more time before we get out of here. For the Brewers and the Dodgers, Yolis Chacin doing the starting pitching today against Ross Stripling for the Dodgers. For the Brewers, it's Kane, Yelich, Shaw, Grandal, Moustakas, Aguilar, Gamel, Arcia, and Chacin. And for the Dodgers, it's Jock Peterson, Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, AJ Pollock, Max Muncy, Alex Verdugo. Then we have Chris Taylor, Austin Barnes, and again, doing the pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, it is Ross Stripling, who will go for his first victory of the season. Yolis Chacin, he is 2-1 on the year with a 4.24 ERA in just 3 starts. He'll look for the W today, and that's going to do it for us here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. My thanks to Nick Bodie. Also, my thanks to Bart Winkler and Adam Rigg of the Brewer Nation for joining us on the roundtable. Thanks for listening to me for the last hour. The Brewers and Dodgers go for the sweep over the Dodgers. And after the last pitch, you make the switch right back here to the Fan for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show with Tim Allen and Baby Tausch. Recapping it, that show is presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. We'll talk to you after the game right here on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.